Life tripped you up when you were unprepared. When your knees hit the ground, your entire body shook with pain. You made mistakes that you weren't supposed to make. You've been deceived many times. Every mistake, every deceit adds another regret to the list. When you wanted to talk to your friends about the pain that built up inside of you, you teared up. But they told you to forget about it and acted like it was nothing. You witnessed the people you never wanted to leave your side abandon you so easily. You're so tired. You're tired of talking and even tired of getting hurt. They upset you again, my friend. You only made one mistake, but they rubbed your nose in the dirt 1,000 times. People didn't understand you. Or maybe they didn't try to understand you at all, and now even you have stopped listening to yourself. You don't know what to do. It's like you're in a nightmare that you can't seem to wake from. Neither you or your life has ever felt so real. You are so real that when all your troubles grip your heart tightly, your breathing stops. If that's the case, then why don't you stop and ask yourself? After all your troubles, will you give up and choose to be someone without a purpose? Someone who does nothing except to serve other people's dreams? Someone of no use to themselves? Then listen to this carefully. There are thousands of others like you out there. What makes you special? You're not a good person just because you think you're a good person. And that's why you don't do anything to improve yourself. No, my friend. As long as you are not striving for more, you will never be good enough. When you look at the state of the world, don't you see that everything is getting worse? Innocent people are suffering because of the endless greed of the cruel. You can't ease your conscience by telling yourself that you're a good person. Every moment you don't try to be a better version of yourself, the evil are becoming more evil. Don't you get it? Every moment that you are complacent, you're insulting the abilities given to you. Don't focus on what others are doing. Go your own way. Compete with yourself. Strengthen your own abilities. Not just for yourself, but for the oppressed, the innocent mothers, the children. When there are children that cannot find water to drink or a piece of bread to eat, how can you make joy the purpose of your life? Everyone has struggles. Some people have stale bread. Others have small diamonds. Everyone has a struggle. Well, is this what life is? What difference does it make whether you live to help others or not? What use are you to the world? No! Don't do this to yourself. Create a legacy that won't be buried with you when you die. Have a purpose. Effort makes a person valuable. You are as valuable as your efforts and goals, my friend. Why do you need to imitate others' views of life? Don't allow their lifestyle to determine yours. This life is yours to live. Add value to your life with purpose. If necessary, risk being alone in order to fulfill your purpose. People will not always support you. The ones you least expect will stab you in the back repeatedly, and you can live without caring their betrayals. Otherwise, you'll get progressively lost. Life isn't a straight line, my friend. Life doesn't move forward in a straight line. And you don't have the luxury of standing still. You're on an iceberg. You either climb up or slide down. And as you run towards your goal, you will cross mountains. There will be some who say, "Are you the one who's going to save the world?" You're going to turn to them and say, "Yes, I am the one who will save the world." Do you have a problem with that? It's impossible, they'll say. But you're not going to believe them. You're going to shout you're lying to each and every one of them. You're going to tell them, to see the limits of what is possible, you have to try the impossible. But know that whatever happens, whatever comes your way, even if what you want is the hardest thing in this world, it's not impossible. If Allah is on your side, then nothing is impossible. I'm not promising you that reaching your goal will be easy. It'll be very difficult. Maybe you'll be exhausted. You are capable of doing more than just swimming against the current. You can change the direction of the current. An original idea. As long as you have faith, Allah will inspire you. Don't be greedy, just have faith. Trust your Rabb and believe in yourself. Because this is the feature common to all successful people. Have faith in Allah as if you've seen the day that Allah promised will come. If you work hard, pray a lot, and want it a lot, Allah's mercy will be manifested. And when mercy manifests, the impossible becomes possible. Ask for it. Ask for it desperately. Remember, they'll tell you don't say Ameen to a dua that won't come true. Tell them, the only one who decides which dua to accept is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if fatigue pains you, even if quitting crosses your mind, never give up. Success is not instantaneous. You must work hard to reach it. You cannot be a champion on this path without getting a few battle scars. Come on, raise your hands, my friend. God is one. Do not wear yourself out having recourse to other things. Do not demean yourself and feel indebted to them. Do not flatter them and fawn on them and humiliate yourself. Do not follow them and make things difficult for yourself. Do not fear them and tremble before them. For the monarch of the universe is one. The key to all things is with him. The reins of all things are in his hand. Everything will be resolved by his command. If you find him, you will be saved from endless indebtedness and countless fears.